wait about 10 minutes to start, so kill my time here. I'd like to start off the City of Winter Springs regular code enforcement board for this evening with a roll call, please.
Sure. Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Maurice Capro.
Here.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
We're all here.
All accounted for. Perfect. If we could all please stand, we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance. But beforehand, I'd like to take a moment of silence, if we could, for the men and women that fight overseas for us, the first responders that care for us, and the poor folk over in the Bahamas that were devastated by Hurricane Dorian. Please keep them in your thoughts.
Michael, you want to lead us? Sure. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we get started with everything tonight, can we ask everybody in the audience to please silence their cell phones and their devices so not to interrupt with anybody? And
any changes?
Oh, yeah, any changes? Yeah, I think we need to ask you that.
Yes, unfortunately, we do have a last-minute change. I'm requesting to remove item 500.
That's half of what we're doing tonight.
One of the things tonight, yes.
Okay.
I was notified that my star witness, the city arborist, had a family emergency and was not going to be able to make it. So I'd like to remove that, and I will post it for a future meeting.
500 is pulled. Sounds good. Anybody tonight giving testimony in anything, could you please come forward and be sworn in? You guys here giving testimony tonight?
I'm here about a roof.
Yeah. So if you'll stand up, Christian will swear you in. Anybody else that's going to give testimony? Okay.
Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You can just have a seat, and we'll get you on the agenda. Did anybody get a chance to look at the minutes that we had from last meeting?
I did.
You did?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I did.
Do we have any changes yes. or approvals?
Yes. Me and my kids.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Sure. Vice Chairperson Capro?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye. Perfect. With that, we'll move into our first case, our only case, and
our
the case.
I'm sorry. This is case number 2019-CE-001383. The address is 650 Murphy Road here in Winter Springs. The owner is listed as Kimberly R. Alston. It's a violation of IPMC 304.7. It's roof and drainage, and I was the inspector for this. So back on May 31st, on patrol, this was another one of those blue tarp violations. There was a blue tarp affixed to this roof. IPMC states that the roof should be sound tight and not have any defects that admit rain. Notice of a code violation, two of them were mailed out, one to the Winter Springs address and one to a Sanford address, according to the property appraiser site, with a correction date by August 24th, 2019, which was 85 days. Both of those letters were returned to center back to me unclaimed back on July 10th and 11th of 2019. There's a photo of the address with the blue tarp on the roof. Notices of code board was sent, certified return receipt, posted at the property here and City Hall, both the Sanford address and the Winter Springs address. And then additionally, a recent address for the owner was changed in the property appraiser site, and that was an Altamont Springs address. It was mailed there as well. And this is what it looks like back on September 11th. It's more weathered, but the tarp is still there. My recommendation as of this date, obviously the tarp is still in disarray. No work has been done. I recommend the homeowner be found in violation of IPMC 304.7 and given until November 23rd to come into compliance. If not, then a fine of $250 per day be applied.
All right, does anybody have any questions for Captain Track?
Yes.
No, sir. Hold on 1 second. I'll let you adjust it. Anybody have any questions? Sir, you want to come up, state your full name, your address?
Tommy Lee Austin, 807 Campello, Altamont Springs, Florida.
Tell us what you think, sir.
Back in May 2nd, my wife passed away 14 days before her birthday.
This is Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay.
She was diabetic. Couldn't get any insurance for her, so I had to come out of pocket to put her away. So now I'm left with my kid and my other daughter. She's not here. I pay her mortgage, water bill, light bill. Also got power at this house here to keep the inside for me doing or whatever. A motor yard or whatever. But they want $15,000 to put a roof on. I mean, doing what I can do to keep a roof over their head. I want to bring this house up to par so I can rent it out. So me and my kids are trying to come up with a way. It's can't get any help. It took me to go through probate almost $5,000. And that put me behind on my mortgage. Like I said, it's tough. My only income, he's in high school, 16 years old. It's tough.
How long do you think it would take you to get this into shape so that you could rent it out?
I don't know. I'm trying to get a loan out of my kill 4K to take care of it. But I'm not eligible yet to go into that. I also work for the city of Orlando. So it's gonna be, I don't know. I don't wanna put myself in a bind. I don't tell you one thing and then I fall short. But it's tough. I don't know how long I would need. Hopefully to have it by sometime next year. Hopefully I can take my income tax and do, you know what I'm saying, at least get a start on it, on fixing the roof. Mm-hmm. And trying to get it out to rent, you know. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know anything about roofs, but, okay, so this tarp that's on there is in disrepair.
FEMA put that on. FEMA put that up.
FEMA? Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, what I'm going to ask is there a way, can he put another blue tarp up to, you know, prevent leakage? And it seems to me that might save him some time or whatever. I don't know.
Can I expand on that?
Sure. No, anything about it.
What part of the roof is damaged versus what FEMA has covered?
The roof doesn't leak. It blew some
tiles off.
Tiles off.
Right.
It doesn't leak at all.
Is it a shingle roof?
Yes, ma'am.
When did this happen?
The last hurricane we had. I mean, you know.
Irma?
Yes, when my mother-in-law bought the house. You know, the roof was, you know, already in bad damage. So, and when she passed away, my wife inherited the house. And now, you know, I'm stuck with it.
You know, there are some roofing contractors who are working with insurance companies.
That's the thing. Won't no insurance insure me with the house, with the roof like that. It has to be already insured.
Hang on. Was the house insured at the time of the damage?
I don't. It was my mother-in-law. I have no idea. My wife.
He has to get it in his name.
Passed.
What?
He has to get it in his name now.
Right. He has to get it in his name. Right. He has to get it in his
but
name.
But I don't
but
know.
But if that house was insured at that time, that insurance, whoever carried the insurance policy at that point might be liable to pay for at least part of that roof.
Well, here's the thing.
They're deceased.
When my wife was living, she was in a induced coma for about, I don't know, a year or so. When they first amputated her leg, she was in rehab for about a year. She came home and she got sick. Then she wasn't able to, you know, she just went down. But for us, that house, I had no dealings with it. It was her house. Mm. My name was nowhere on it. I had no idea what was going on with it. You know, all I knew was I just went over and fixed stuff, cut the yard, and stuff like that. So,
is this house occupied now?
No, it's empty.
It is empty, okay. And how long has it been empty?
It's been empty now about a year.
Okay, so you'd know by the amount of rain that we've had this year, if there's a problem in the roof, you'd be able to see it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Definitely.
And you haven't.
I go there almost every other weekend to mow the yard.
Okay.
So if it doesn't leak now, what would stop you from taking all the tarps off and have a roofer come out and just patch up?
Well, the thing is, the finance problem, you know.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm the only one working. Cities, y'all know, don't pay. It's more like a retirement job. So if you can put something back, that's good, you know. But, you know, it's just tough right now. That's why I'm leaning towards my income tax. Maybe even thinking about taking a loan out on the house to bring it up to par, then rent it out, you know, and let it pay for itself. So it's a lot I'm thinking about, you know. Her last wish was don't sell the house. That was one of her. So, I mean, tons of people call me, email me, call me about buying the house, but I
might save you a lot of grief in the long run to sell it as is. And
but it was her. One of her wishes, don't sell the house. Leave it to my kids, if anything, you know? So try to honor that.
Cap.
Mr. Alston, I'm sympathetic for your loss, all right? I'm sorry to hear such a thing. If the roof does not leak, and if you can remove the blue tarp or the evidence of the blue tarp, and make any repairs that may be necessary as a result of removing that, do you think 180 days would give you enough time with taxes and like that? An additional 180 days would be sufficient?
I don't. I can have my son-in-law get up there and try to remove the tarp and perhaps get. Yeah, I may need a little longer, but.
Board, I would support an additional 180 days if that's the case, if he can remove the tarp and bring the house back to its original condition. Roof-wise, I would support that, but that's up to you.
Cap, is that 180 days from 11/23?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that 180 days from today?
He said from...
I would say that's 180 days from today should be sufficient if he's waiting on taxes.
Okay. Because I just want to let the board know we typically don't meet in November and December, which would add 60 days if we were to let this go as it is. So
we could say till January when we come back.
What, taxes don't come up?
Yeah.
In March.
No, I think 180 days from today is 6 months from today. Basically, gets you through.
April.
Yeah, gets you through make April. Make it April 1st or make that 6 months from now.
Yeah.
But I'm still concerned with perhaps helping you finance this thing or have the insurance company that insured it at the time.
I don't know. I can't find none of the paperwork.
Sir, I know that. Did the house have a mortgage at that time?
No, I was just paying for it.
There was no mortgage. That's.
Yeah. Okay. Entertain a motion.
What was the date again that he, April
April 1st, just for convenience.
April 1st?
Aye, sir. I move to find respondents in violation of the city code and order response be given until April 1st, 2020 to correct the violation. In the event respondents fail to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $250 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on the fine amount or the date amount? Hearing none. Could I have a roll call, please?
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capra?
Aye.
Do you understand that, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll explain it to you. It's very simple. And as much time as I've sit up here, which is 6 years plus, I don't ever know that we've gone 180 plus days, not a finding. So from now until April 1st, you need to try to get the affairs together to get over there, take the blue tarp off, patch it where you can, and get the new roof put on. I think that's ample time. If you would do me a favor and get back with Captain Trek in 30 days and let him know where you're at, I would appreciate that. And we'll see if we can also maybe try to get you some help.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Anything else? Group free to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Keep your head up.
Yeah. Try to.
That's all you can.
See paperwork of this.
You'll receive a written order that states exactly the basically what the motion happened, that they did find you in violation of the code, but that you have until April 1st before fines start accruing. And that's why the chairman is suggesting that you keep in touch with code enforcement to ensure that you know how to get in compliance and
okay.
Let them know.
807 Campello.
Call me.
Okay.
That's your point of contact, though? Right there.
Well, we need to know for the order also because we can send an address. Is it this?
807.
Can you put state into the microphone?
807 Campello, Campello Street, Altamont Springs, 32701.
Thank you. We'll send a copy.
Thank you.
Hearing no other cases?
It's all the cases I have.
Okay.
I just wanted to introduce Terry Greer back to the code board. It's been 3 years, he's telling me. We had to put on a little hiatus in communication center to cover some shortcomings, but she's back. So I've just doubled my staff. So I'm excited.
You cut ours in half.
I cut yours in half.
Your staff.
I can assure you that we'll be bringing some cases.
Cool.
So I'm excited about that. Speech.
Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, we normally, as you said, we normally do not have meetings in November and December. Should we take that up now or October?
I'm fine with taking it up if we want to do it now or save it for October. Might have a long list of stuff in October to do, so maybe now on the short time is good. I'm fine with, if you're fine with... not having anything in November and December for the holidays.
That's your discretion, up to you.
And as always, we've said, if anything comes up, call us. We probably won't make a quorum, but you can call us. Just kidding.
I don't see anything that I would probably need to call you for.
Okay.
But I'll see you in October.
All right. We're adjourned.